It's the big goodbye for some small cars. That's as more and more Americans buy larger vehicles like crossovers and SUVs. As Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton reports, some of the cars going away at the end of this year will be missed more than others.
Some people will be sad not to see a new Cruze at the Chevy dealership. A few may mourn the Cadillac CT6, XTS, and Buick LaCrosse, and wonder why Ford is axing nearly all its cars by year's end. And there's certainly nostalgia as Volkswagen ends the Beetle's exceptionally long run, fueled largely by its flower power image from the 60s. But the Chevy Volt, oh, not you too. John Schaefer owns one, so does his wife, so do three of his four daughters.
I'm planning on driving mine till the wheels fall off. I'm not planning on buying any other cars anytime soon. And honestly, you know, people say, well, what about when the battery dies? You know what? I'll put one in it.
That passion is pretty typical for a Volt owner, but sales were anemic, as was the case for most of the cars being pulled out of production this year. Meanwhile, auto analyst Alan Baum says crossovers like the Ford Escape and Chevy Equinox these days come close to competing with many cars on fuel economy.
The crossovers are very much like the cars they are replacing. The difference being, number one, they have more utilitarian value. And number two, they're able to be priced at a higher level, which obviously creates more profit.
The end result, fewer choices for consumers. Michelle Krebs with AutoTrader says some automakers, though, might see a bump in sales.
Consumers who are on budgets, first-time new car buyers, tend to go to the small car segment, for example. So they'll be going to things like Toyota Corolla and Honda Civic instead of Chevy Cruze and Ford Focus.
But will Ford or GM someday regret ditching small cars? Stephanie Brindley with IHS Markets says probably not.
Will they come to a point somewhere down the road where they need to figure out how to build another compact car again? Maybe. It's not likely to happen soon.
Especially in the era of cheap oil and low gas prices. For NPR News, I'm Tracy Samilton.